Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hurts. Back. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He lets it fly, and it's over the outstretched arms, but a penalty flag thrown.
Finally.
It was intended for A.J. Brown, but it's going to be holding against the Lions. It is holding against the Lions, and they will get a first down.
Eagles Radio Network, a little sus at the end of the game, but the Eagles come through with a big
holding,
win.
Okay.
16-9, your barn burner on a Sunday Night Football. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. I say this with kind of like a shrug, and are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? I have no idea. I don't think they are. Their offense is a problem. Turns out A.J. Brown was probably right to complain. But Pearl, the defense looked so good last night. It almost didn't even matter. The Lions could do absolutely nothing on offense.
Well, it was windy, and you bring an indoor team outdoors, it's always problematic. And Lions, we know, historically, Jared Goff's not good in that kind of weather. But I asked you, say, are the Eagles the best team in the NFL? Name a team that doesn't have some glaring flaw.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We're choosing among completely flawed teams. So at least the Eagles have the pedigree. I would say this is not a real answer. Are they the best team? No. Are they not the best team? No. Like, everybody's in the same boat. The Eagles, the Broncos, the Rams, the
Packers,
Bills. Your Bills have a flawed defense and a good offense.
Houston
everybody's
has a great defense, terrible offense.
Yeah,
Cleveland
everybody.
Has a great defense,
everybody.
Terrible offense. Did you mention Seattle yesterday with all the picks from Sam Darnold? We'll get to in a moment. But I guess let's pause on this for a second, because do you have to give, I guess, the Eagles credit for just finding ways to win? You know, yesterday was the second time that Dan Campbell had taken over play calling responsibilities. Now, the first week he did it, they put 44 up against the Commanders. So, like, thumbs up Dan Campbell. Last night, I mean, they were just dreadful. 3 of 13 on third down, 0 for 5 on fourth down, which is kind of like their signature move. 0 for 5 on third down and the first 8 drives. They're now in third place in the NFC North. Look out, the Chicago Bears are actually leading that division.
Another flawed team, by the way,
who has to win on a last-second Cairo Santos, you know, field goal, and they were in a barn burner of a game. It's just there are no, like, complete teams, but what Philadelphia did yesterday to the Detroit Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 2 catches on 12 targets for 42 yards. The only thing that Detroit had going was sometimes Jahmyr Gibbs would get the ball and just make something happen. But after that, it was a zero.
Yeah, I mean, the 0 for 5 on fourth down is pretty shocking. That's their signature move. You knew Dan Campbell was not going to change being Dan Campbell. I hate to say this, and first of all, he had a terrible fourth down call as well that didn't go his way. Nick Sirianni out I'd say the Eagles coaching staff outcoached the Lions coaching
staff.
It's
Vic Fangio. Fangio, the defensive coordinator.
I knew she was
I'm still not doing this. The offense stinks, Pearl. Your offense, like, if I'm A.J. Brown, you know, he got all this criticism because he said that the offense, like, you can't just slap a Band-Aid over it and think that everything's okay because you're winning. He had to go meet with the owner because of this. They had to hash it out. It was a major story.
What a disgrace.
Huge distraction. A.J. Brown is correct.
Their offense is terrible.
And by the way, even the tush push couldn't work last night. That's when you know things are wrong, and Manny rejoices.
He's so sick of the tush push. I totally disagree with this. Nick Sirianni is a great coach. He's a great coach. He is a Hall of Fame level coach.
Because of the winning percentage, not because he's known as some kind of mastermind.
That is the goal of being a coach, is to win the game. They've beaten the Chiefs this year. They've beaten the Rams this year. They've beaten the Packers. Now they've beaten the Lions.
You want to talk about those games and what they look like and how they won? Nick Sirianni gets credit for what? A blocked field goal returned for a touchdown? He doesn't get credit for that. That's not a great coaching move.
What are you talking about?
That was against the Rams.
They're definitely a well-prepared team. I mean, you could say it's all Fangio. And by the way, why is A.J. Brown right? What is right about A.J. Brown?
The offense is
They targeted him last night. It looked awful.
Well, I know, but Jalen Hurts had less than 200 yards passing. Right. Saquon Barkley is running for 3.2 yards a clip. It's not right. You have offensive linemen going in and out, which is probably the reason why things are not looking very good.
Well, they missed a tush push at the end. Lane Johnson's out. And Cam Jurgens is out. So that's the real concern. That's why I'd be chest out as an Eagles fan today, except for the offensive line injuries. So I can't, but none of this Fangio, I won't take any of this Fangio criticism. Not Fangio, I'm sorry, Sirianni. Mm. Sirianni, he's doing something right. I think you're missing it. I really do. I think the main job of a head coach is to relate to players. And I think
he's doing a dynamite job. It's a negative headline every 48 hours coming out of Philadelphia.
But I think the bulk of that team really responds to that guy. I really do. I know A.J. Brown is this diva receiver and he's an exception. But do you think there's a defensive guy in that building who wouldn't do anything for another defensive guy in that building? That's a great culture there.
Great. That's why I'm giving all this credit to Vic Fangio. And I'm also giving credit to Howie Roseman because he had this third round pick. And it was just burning a hole in his pocket. And he got Jalen Phillips, who again, for the second game in a row, leads the team in quarterback pressures. He's been an excellent addition. It's like strength on strength. They've got embarrassment of riches and depth, as Chris Collinsworth was talking about last night. Defensive line looks great. Linebackers are amazing. Your back end is holding up. Like, Quinyon Mitchell is awesome. Cooper DeJean comes up with an interception last night. It's just really good from the defensive side. Now, here's the question about the Eagles, though, and I'm curious about your take as someone who watches them so closely. Do they actually have a Super Bowl team if the offense is going to look like this against good teams?
Absolutely, because first of all, one of the reasons the defense looks so good is because the offense is playing so conservatively. Sirianni's playing the games in. He definitely outcoached Matt LaFleur 2 weeks ago, and I think he outcoached Dan Campbell last night. They are playing the game they're in, and he's being very conservative to control the game. Once they get in the playoffs, they have a couple things they can do. First of all, Jalen Hurts is not running. You don't think he's going to run in the postseason? That is their best offensive play and has been their best offensive play for 3 years. So they're going to run a lot of design runs. That'll pick up the offense. That'll free up life for Saquon Barkley. I don't know about the passing game, but if it's a weather game, we saw it last night, they don't care about the passing game and they're not going to need it. The reality is they got to keep their foot on the pedal to get home field, because if the game, say the NFC title game's in L.A., then the Rams are probably favored. If it's in Philly, you know it's going to be weather. The Eagles are favored. So to me, the biggest competition for the Eagles will be the Rams, and that's all going to come down to where the game is.
Go Birds!
So not to quibble like about the details here, but like this is where I actually can't get behind the Nick Sirianni is like amazing, and I just don't see the genius. It was last week. I was still stand behind. That was a terrible idea to go for it on fourth down. You're talking about playing the game you're in. Your defense is on this all-time heater. That last night, to do the double tush push at the end of the game when you could have just punted the ball away. I mean, to be honest,
what's
like,
wrong with that?
The Lions ended up scoring because you didn't pick it up. And the Lions ended up kicking a field goal. And all of a sudden, it's a one-score game. And yeah, there wasn't enough time. The Lions couldn't do anything on offense. But if you're really playing the game you're in, why are you giving extra opportunities in good field position, rather, for the other team's offense? Like, it doesn't compute to me. I don't trust Nick Sirianni at the end of the game.
So you wouldn't have gone for it on fourth down?
I think I would have punted.
What about a third and one when they didn't tush push early in the game? I think that you know, we had this issue last week. I don't even remember which game. Coaches want to keep the ball at the end of the game. They don't want to give it to the other team.
And but he ends up giving it to the other team anyway, just with better field position. That's what happened with Green Bay, and that's what happened last night with Detroit. So, like, it just doesn't hold up. I'll give all the credit to Fangio, all the credit to Howie Roseman. I just think people are like, wow, Nick Sirianni, he's such a culture setter. There are more negative headlines that come out of Philadelphia than any other team in the league. And you can't say it's the press or it's the sports talk radio, because we have that in New York. We have that in Boston. We have that all over the country. It's not like a figment of our imaginations. There really is disharmony inside the building. They just keep winning in spite of it.
Wait. Besides A.J. Brown, what
that's what I'm talking about. That's
the one guy. He's one diva wide receiver.
Well, get it under great control. The guy has to meet with the owner.
Who cares? What difference does that make to the overall team?
Well, I just think that you can say Nick Sirianni is this amazing leader and that he's got his finger on the pulse of the locker room when this is a consistent issue that
keeps
coming up.
It's just one guy. They won a Super Bowl with the same exact issue last year.
I'm just saying, you don't hear this negative stuff coming out of L.A. You don't hear it coming out of
that's
the
so funny.
Lions.
The A.J. Brown thing is just a distraction to keep the Eagles media busy. There's about 1,000 of them. That is like, you think A.J. Brown is the reason his complaining is going to keep them out of the Super Bowl?
I think it's very
obvious. The only thing that'll keep him out of the Super Bowl is injuries.
No, that's not what I said. I said, you can't tell me Nick Sirianni is this great locker room leader when he can't get control over this one guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm serious. It's
been
the
a lot
same
of great
thing
teams.
Over and over and over again.
There have been a lot of great teams with out of control players. I mean, Bill Walsh and Jimmy Johnson both had to deal with Charles Haley. There's been the number of diva wide receivers through the course of time. Jerry Rice used to complain about targets all the time to Bill Walsh, and Belichick had Aaron Hernandez.
Dude, I mean, now you're taking it to a level.
Every great team has a crazy wide receiver. It's kind of part of the nature of the position. They want targets, and they're going to complain vocally if they don't get them. I don't think that is a team killer. I think that they could be fine with A.J. Brown being upset. In fact, they don't even need A.J. Brown, to be honest.
They should have traded him. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So are the Eagles the best team in the NFL?
Give me a health report on Lane Johnson, and then I will answer that question.
You know what's crazy? I think actually we're asking what team is actually has some balance, because you're right. You look at some of these teams at the top, and or all throughout the NFL, the defense is either way ahead of the offense. Sometimes the offense is way ahead of the defense. I think probably the most balanced team right now would be the Colts, but they don't play anybody. They haven't really played a hard enough schedule for us to know exactly who they are. But their offense and their defense are both really good and complementary. And maybe the Patriots?
I don't put either of those teams in the top five for Super Bowl odds.
I'm just saying, these are, if you're talking about balanced teams, ones where the offense and the defense are actually complementary. Well, exactly. I don't know. I don't know what the Colts really are, and I don't know what the Patriots really are either.
I think the debate is, if you're trying to, who is the favorite in the NFL? That's the question. I mean, it's if you're going to set the odds, if you're a Vegas bookmaker, it's going to be the Eagles
or
the
Rams,
right? That's your two choices, because who would it be? There's not an AFC team that is really in the discussion, because we just don't know about your Bills and the Chiefs yet. So they come down in the odds, and then you have two NFC powers.
Chiefs took a big L yesterday on the road. We'll get into what happened in Denver yesterday. I'm just stunned. When Patrick Mahomes gets the ball, well, at any time, really, but especially 4 minutes left to go in a tie football game, and he goes 3-and-out. And they actually had 2 3-and-outs, I believe, in the fourth quarter, Pearl. It's just shocking. I'm just not used to it. And we also had a real nail-biter between the Rams and the Seahawks, where the Rams bait Sam Darnold into 4 interceptions.
They didn't even need to bait into a couple of those.
Whatever. Sam Darnold seen ghosts again.
Trying a jump pass while 7 defenders are on top of him.
And yet, the Rams still had to sweat out watching Jason Myers go for a 61-yard field goal. Was it 61? Something like that. And he missed it. If you have 4 turnovers, you should win that game 44-0. But anyway, we'll get into that. Because
I mean,
Seahawks,
part of it was the Seahawks are so aggressive on offense. And I actually love, I've become a Seahawks fan. They're like, he just threw 2 interceptions. You know what? Let's run 9 pass plays in a row. And Sam Darnold just sit in there, take every hit possible, and gun it down the field. The Rams won for one reason and one reason only. Manny, you know what that was.
Special teams.
Punt, baby. They got a lucky punt to win the game.
That was an amazing punt. Yeah. It was the right Rams inside the one.
Win a game on a punt that happens to bounce sideways out of bounds. Otherwise, the Seahawks are the story of the day.
That was gorgeous.
That was skill, by the way. It didn't happen.
That was absolutely gorgeous.
Is it really? Skill? You guys think that he put the spin to land and then bounce 14 feet to the left?
I'd say that if I were him.
When you guys saw that punt go out of bounds right at the one, tell me you guys didn't blur it out in expletive.
Oh, my God. It was crazy.
It was gorgeous. That's why it's the most exciting play in sports.
The other special teams player on the Rams ruined it by grabbing the ball and running out of bounds. I'm like, did he just run into the end zone with the ball? It was close.
It was close, yes. I did think that for a second as well, but then, you know, the replay. Gorgeous.
We're talking about an NFL where the elite teams are basically coming down to a punt. That's where we are right now with the league.
I told you guys. We also got a Shador Sanders sighting yesterday.
Oof.
Well, you know.
I mean, it did
tough
happen.
Spot.
Yeah, it happened.
It did happen.
Taking quarter a little too seriously when it comes to quarterback. Because that was his completion percentage, 25%.
Oh, yeah. Was that a math joke? Wow.
God, Manny, you're on my turf right now with that weird dad joke.
Easy. It's too early, man. That was too hot. Can't have math jokes Monday at 6:14 a.m. Okay, 888-710-4ISN. We'll get into Shador. 888-710-4476. So much to get to. You guys know the drill on Mondays. If we're not talking about your game, give us a call. Chat's up and running. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Jump on in. Leave your takes there. We will get to them. First of all, are the Eagles the best team in the NFL? Shrug emoji, question mark.
Oh, bird!
It's Maggie Perloff Show.
All right, Maggie. Monday Night Football. It's going to be a big night tonight. Not just because it's fun. We got the boys. It's because of Prize Picks. Prize Picks, you can make calls on football, hockey, basketball. How it works is so simple. You just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. And right now, you can keep the season rolling by getting a $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And Maggie, I know coming off a big weekend, I'm sure you did well and you're fired up for tonight. What's your plan?
Well, college football, very good to me on Prize Picks over the weekend. Not to toot my own horn, but tonight, this is what I'm looking at. Okay, you mentioned Cowboys. George Pickens, 63.5 receiving yards playing against the Las Vegas Raiders, the hapless Raiders. Give me more than for George Pickens. And then I'm going to combine that with a little Donovan Mitchell. You got the Cavs and the Bucks tonight, which is a pretty good one. I'm going to have it on the second screen. 4.5 rebounds. Give me more than. I think it's going to be a lot of possessions in this game, and I think guards are going to be rebounding, and that's
Cleveland!
The deal for tonight in Prize Picks. You guys know we talk about it all the time because we love it, and you can be a part of the action. Just download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code M&P. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code M&P on Prize Picks. You get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
What's so good about Cleveland?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jason Myers from 61 yards to win it with 1 second to go for the Seahawks. Snap, hold, and boot on the way. It's fading right. It's bleeding right. It's no good. And the Rams are in first place in the NFC West.
Pretty amazing that that game got that close. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Again, as I've stated, I am fully on the Seahawks bandwagon because Clint Kubiak, their offensive coordinator, future head coach next year probably, he just tells Sam Darnold, I want you to stay in there no matter where the pressure is coming and throw it at the last second to try and get 600 yards of offense. And it's totally glorious because Sam Darnold, you have no idea where the ball is going. And they should have probably won that game if it wasn't for a super punt. The Seahawks drive down the field and hit a game winner. That 61-yarder missed decidedly. I can't wait till these two teams meet again later in the season because they are very evenly matched, Seattle and the Rams. And in the wild hodgepodge that is the NFC, I think either team could advance to at least the NFC title game.
I mean, it's just a testament to the Seattle's defense yesterday that they were in this game with a chance to win it in the last second and steal a win because Sam Darnold was terrible.
Well, I
the defense
disagree.
Kept them in the game because Matthew Stafford was harassed also by the Seahawks defense. He was off. He could not find Devontae Adams with a map.
Well, but in the key part of the game, they had two massive touchdown drives, and then they just put it on protect mode. Because they were picking off Sam Darnold left and right, they got very, very conservative. When it mattered, their offense looked amazing. And then for some reason, they just turtled up and didn't try and run any plays. I mean, Stafford only threw 28 passes on the game. So I think that was a game flow thing. I think these coaches like Nick Sirianni and Sean McVay are just getting conservative with a lead right now. Because I saw early in the game, did the Rams offense look bad at all? No, they looked like they were picking apart Seattle easily.
Well, they were weirdly going for it on some fourth downs early in the game, which is not really McVay's thing. But Stafford was off. I mean, Devontae Adams, one catch on 8 targets. One did go for the touchdown. Stafford threw the 2 touchdowns, but barely completed 50% of his passes at 130 pass yards. I thought this guy's going to be the MVP. He still might be, but the turnover battle was the story of that game, but yet still the Rams were sweating it out. We're asking today, are the Eagles the best team in the NFL or NFC? Take your pick.
Phil's well,
in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir.
Just one stat why I'm back on the Eagles. Jalen Hurts has 16 touchdowns and 1 pick. Like the Rams, just avoid turnovers. That's the new coaching move around the NFL. And if, you know, he's not targeting A.J. Brown, but he's throwing the ball away left and right. I think the Rams and the Eagles both did something smart. They avoiding turnovers.
Phil, what do you think, pal?
Seattle bandwagon, seriously, Perloff?
Wait, they're birds. They're all the way across the country. I'm allowed to be on the Seattle bandwagon. Leave me alone, Phil. Doesn't mean I don't love the Eagles.
I would be somewhat open to that, but NFC, nah-uh. That crosses the line.
Don't worry. Anyway, the Eagles do not have to be worried about the Seahawks, Phil.
I'm just worried about going to Seattle. That's about it. Anyway, I heard a stat from Ruben Frank yesterday. The Philadelphia Eagles since 2022 against teams above 500, 24-7. The next best team is only six games above 500.
I heard the same
That's
stat.
What the Eagles do.
You know who the next best team is, Phil? Buffalo Bills.
Seattle.
No, it's Buffalo. Maggie's Buffalo, and they're about 10 games behind the Eagles. Nick Sirianni's a great coach. Tell her, Phil. She won't believe me.
He is a great coach, but it's more than just him. It is just a whole collective of coaches. I mean, it's special teams. It's defensive line. I mean, but also you need to give Jake Elliott some really, you know, mad props because in that wind, 3-for-3, including a 49-yard field. I mean, I was watching the Packers game, and nobody could even hit so much as an extra point. So, really, really impressed with him. But this is what the Eagles do. They just play really good defense. I mean, it's like literally going a time machine back to 1995 and watching really great defenses. That's exactly what it is. I mean, if you score, what, 35 points, 40 points against a JV defense, oh, man, everyone praising. But if you hold a team to less than 10 points, oh, can they do this? Oh, can they do this? It's more impressive to hold a team scoring 30 points a game to less than 10 points in back-to-back weeks.
Listen, Phil.
Only giving up 7-9.
It's been a marvel to watch. Philadelphia's defense is on point right now. Thank you for the phone call, dude. Packers last week, Lions this week, and both those teams now had some soul-searching to do. Packers came back, got a little lucky, got a Giants team that, despite the new coach, could not get the new coach bump because they failed to fire their defensive coordinator, Burrow. The Giants, that was a fatal flaw of the plan because the defense is not very good, and the Packers end up winning that game, a squeaker of a game, but still end up winning.
Phil's right about the wind and the kickers. The kickers looked like they were on the verge of a nervous breakdown in that game. You had to be within 15 yards of that goalpost. That game particularly was defined by the wind. I think the Eagles game last night, the wind really, really bad. Because it was bad at my house. So, I don't know. You're in Jersey, Maggie.
Yeah. No, it was a wind advisory all weekend. It was terrible. Ramon's in Indy. What's up, Ramon? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, my favorite people. And thanks for taking my call. Hey, let's revel in a renaissance in the NFL. They've done everything they can to legislate defenses out, and defenses are dominating. Did you see how bad Patrick Mahomes looked?
Yeah.
Besides the Buffalo and Tampa Bay game, which I'm shocked. Todd Bowles, you're giving up 44 points in Tampa. I go back to the old, you know, Doug and Tony Dungy days. They never gave up those kind of points. He needs to go back and revive it. But this is wonderful. But I say Denver, I want to see a new team. Remember, Denver hasn't won since what? The late 90s, I think, with Elway.
Yep.
I want to see a new team. Seattle's right there. Why are we in love with the Rams? What is it the media and the narrative?
Well, Denver won with Peyton Manning, you'll remember, Ramon. Remember, Peyton Manning ripped off one for
Denver. Oh, yeah, my fault. Yep. We lost Peyton. Yeah, we never like to give that here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, you wiped that away from the memory bank. Got it.
What is it with Matthew Stafford? Why are we crowning him like this prince? He's like the king. Why does he never can face criticism? It's not like he's got 3, 4, 5 Super Bowls. I mean, he got one when he got lucky to get traded to a team that was already ready to win. Mm-hmm. I mean, why is he the darling and we beat up on Jalen Hurts, we beat up on people who are champions? Thank you.
Yeah, Ramon, I thought that Stafford played bad yesterday. I said it. I did not think he was good. I want to credit Seattle's defense, you know, for harassing him a bit. He seemed off. Did he come through with a couple nice plays? Yeah, but overall, not a great game. Again, you force 4 turnovers, or Sam Darnold gifts you 4 turnovers, however you want to put that. You should win this game by margin. And it's a credit to the Seahawks defense that they could not do that.
Really? I mean, you can break down all the numbers you want. The W is all that matters.
Yeah, and I think Rams won 5 in a row.
I think McVay and Sirianni both coached the same exact game last night. Like, you got to coach the game you're in. And that means they did not want Matthew Stafford throwing it all over the building. You're right. He was definitely off, but it didn't really matter. He has two interceptions on the year. Jalen Hurts has one interception on the year. And they have, right now, if the season ended, I think they'd be the 1 and 2 seeds in the NFC. It's just conservative football. I think that's a new trend. Like, your quarterback has to throw the ball where only his guy can get it. And meanwhile, you see on the other side, Seattle was just trying to churn out yards, and they were doing that, but they were risking turnovers, and it killed them.
You know, maybe not in that specific game, but you're talking about defenses playing well and teams getting conservative on offense. Well, that may have worked when you had field goal kickers consistently hitting 55 yards and beyond. But now that the weather, at least in our neck of the woods, is getting a little dicier, you know, I don't know if you want your field goal kickers. We're talking about the K balls, you know, where the kickers can now sort of whatever they do. Like, I don't know what they do exactly right to them. I'm going to get myself in some trouble. Manny's ready to go to record me and play drops for the end of time.
Deflategate 2.0.
Seriously. They're manipulating. Any way I say this is going to suck, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Now that the weather's getting crazier in some parts of the world, you probably can't rely on those 55-yarders consistently. So maybe the offenses are going to have to pick it up a little bit.
No. Well, field goals are out. Haven't you seen the trend? Nobody wants to kick a field goal because if it goes in, you have to do the dynamic kickoff and give the other team the ball at the 45-yard line. So come playoff time, there are going to be no field goal attempts. Everybody's just going for it, because that kickoff has completely changed the game. Those long field goals, forget it. You know, you're just basically giving the other team the ball at midfield. There's not enough juice for the squeeze.
You know what's funny? There was a game yesterday. Now I'm forgetting what it was. It might have been the Eagles game. I can't remember where. They actually stopped a kick return at the 35. And I was like, nice job.
Oh, I know.
I was so used to it just basically automatically starting at the 40, the 45.
Well, the Eagles kicked one intentionally out of the back of the end zone. You see that anymore. It's a different game because field position is so good after a field goal.
JT's in Atlanta. Good morning, JT.
Hey, good morning, people. I hate to be that guy, right, that as an Eagles fan, after a win, I was kind of this way last week, but I watched that game and with utter frustration the entire game with the office. And the previous caller, I feel like you guys were just comparing Hurts with Matthew Stafford. And I think that's just ridiculous. And you say, why would we talk about Matthew Stafford and not Jalen Hurts? He had 100 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the guy is missing wide open people. Like, the offense looks inept. It really looks bad. And you can think that, defense wins championships. But how long can you put the pressure on the defense and hope that they can hold up? If this is the, 2002 Ravens, and he's Trent Dilfer, fine, as that's what you're telling me. But to say that, Matthew Stafford, who's was on 4 touchdowns, a game streak for, and why would we not talk about that? If Hurts did that, we would be just throwing him in the air and carrying him around on our shoulders. This offense is bad. And Sirianni, again, making crazy bonehead. Why are you going for it on the 20? It doesn't make any sense.
You have the tush push.
But it didn't work.
I know it didn't work, but normally it works.
It worked, right? You're missing two linemen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You're missing two linemen. And I think what happened, he got caught up. They both got hired in the same cycle. And he was just watching, go for it on every fourth down. And he's like, I can be bold and believe in my team and be, whatever you want to call that. I call it bad coaching.
JT, they've been going for that.
I'm a little concerned.
JT, they've been going for that 4th and 1 all season long, right around that part of the field. All season long they've been doing it, and it always works. Yes, on the 29.
It's time and possession, right? It's the time of the game, and it's not the right time. Like, you gave them a short field and made this game way closer than it had to be. You pumped that away. Your defense has been playing great all night. I don't want to hear that kind of nonsense. If your defense is doing what it's doing, then you play the odds, kick the ball, and make them work the whole field. Don't give them a gimme field goal, and now all they need is a touchdown to tie the game. He just gave away 3 points for no reason.
JT,
I agree with you, JT.
You go for it on fourth down to help the defense. You saw in the Bills-Bucks game, when you don't go for it on fourth down and you punt the ball, you put all the pressure on the defense. Guess what the easiest play to defend is? When the defense is on the bench because the offense still has the ball. That tush push works 90% of the time.
I'm telling you, Pearl,
did
the defense look tired? Did they look gassed?
No,
they look hungry. They look like they could have played a next game after that. They were amazing.
So what's the fear of giving them ball at the 30 then? The Eagles, that was the right call, because if they make it 9 out of 10 times, if they make that, the defense doesn't even have to come back on the field, basically. It was normally most coaches would probably do the same thing.
I don't know. I felt better when the defense was on the field. I'm like, oh, this is amazing. They are so good.
Did you see Todd Bowles punt on 4th-and-2?
Well, Todd Bowles was not playing the game he was in, because that turned into, in the second half, it was a shootout. How many lead changes were in that game? Todd Bowles was still playing that game like the score was 17-16 when the score was 37-32. Yeah. You know, you cannot do that. And yeah, he punted on a 4th-and-2 and basically gifted the Bills a 2-score lead.
But I think it's better than you.
I think being aggressive on 4th down is designed to help your defense. If you have a bad defense, then you don't want to punt.
How about this, and taking Baker Mayfield out of the game yesterday at the end? I mean, I know it was crazy, you're 35 seconds left or whatever, but...
The guy's an idiot.
What if you do, you know, 2 plays, say you get in the end zone, the Bills' defense stinks, and then onside kick, and maybe... I don't know. I didn't love it. Big friendly. Friendly. I'm already getting text messages this morning from EJ that I've got videos I've got to look at in the break that are sent by you.
No. It wasn't supposed to be in the break. It was supposed to be during the show, but you guys can watch it during the break because it was for Daddy's cool bet I owed him.
Oh, all right. What do you got?
So it was a picture, and I'm not going to tell you. I sent the picture. I sent the video. You guys should put the video up because I think everybody would enjoy the video.
Okay.
Friendly, I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, so we do radio, and we never know exactly what people look like.
It's nothing. It's okay. I understand.
Dude, I kind of thought this is what you look like, to be honest. You got the bald head, the goatee, everything looking fly. This is what I thought you'd look like, dude. I'm going to be honest. I thought you'd be a little bigger.
I'm 6'4" and a half, Maggie. How much taller do you want me to be?
No, Friendly, I thought you were going to be like 400 pounds.
Come on now, Maggie Malone. I know I'm big Friendly, but you know, 350. Come on
now.
You're svelte. And real quick, there's so many people. Daddy Cool, my man, EJ the Bionic EP, Little Big Swifty, the man I've been missing to talk to, Manny Wapo, my guy, in charge. Now, real quick. Talk what you want about the Rams, but what you can say is they're not 8-2 and one of the best teams in football. And Magsy Malone.
Yeah.
Why do people think that Matthew Stafford's going to throw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns every game? It's not feasible in today's football because people watch film. Now, the Seattle Seahawks are a great football team. Sam, like I said, Yosemite Sam Donald is not the rootinest, tootinest, slangin'est quarterback in the league.
No.
The moment he had pressure, he gave the ball back to the Rams because he'd rather give the Rams the ball than be tackled by him. Mm. So all you Niner fans coming out the house because you beat the Cardinals, all you people disrespecting Matthew Stafford and the Rams, you can't disrespect that 8-2. Daddy Cool, we're coming for your Eagles. Mm. What's your answer to that?
Well, I'll tell you right now, watching that Rams game, the Eagles are not going to pass the ball once against that team because they do not want Jared Verse in Jalen Hurts' lap. That defensive line is problematic, Friendly. But, hey, they beat them once. Explain that, dude.
Now, here's the thing, Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool.
Yeah.
As of so far, I'm 0-3 to you with these Eagles. And I'll give you that.
All right.
One thing that I can honestly say that I was more proud of yesterday than anything was our defensive backs. We held JSN under 100 yards. Cooper Kupp had 2 catches. And Yosemite Sam Darnold didn't do nothing like they said he was. So I'm very impressed with our defensive backs. And I'm going to let you guys go, Magsy Malone.
Yeah.
Magsy Malone, Your Highness, can you please show the crowd that video?
Yes, we will send it to Kaplan. He's our Oz behind the scenes when it comes to video. Friendly, thank you so much. And this is what I thought, Friendly, my love. When someone calls themselves big,
I'm a bottom man
in this day and age.
Yeah,
I'm thinking you're four bills.
Oh, yeah. I thought Big Friendly might be overweight, but he's super super handsome.
Yeah,
man, you should be taking advice from this guy.
To be honest, Big Friendly talking about, you know, taking women on picnics and stuff, I kind of get it now.
That I never
know where the women are.
Be within smelling range.
Do you know the Seahawks outgained the Rams 414 to 249?
Oh, keep going. They had time of possession. The Rams only had the ball for 22 minutes, and the Seahawks had the ball for almost 38 minutes in this game. In every statistical way, basically the Seahawks outgained them. It's just they couldn't get anything going.
And I know Sam Darnold's taking a lot of heat for four interceptions, and he should, but man, he threw some beautiful passes. That's the thing with Sam Darnold. It's a little better than last year. Remember the implosion in week 18 and then in the playoffs? He had nothing. At least last night, he was the most dynamic quarterback on the field by a mile. He had a bunch of beautiful throws.
I know.
I thought they almost were going to win the game.
But imagine if he could have just played a little more buttoned up. They would have won the game.
I don't think Kubiak, you know how the Eagles are conservative and the Rams are conservative? I don't think Clint Kubiak's going to do that. I think he's going to keep on throwing. It's probably going to cost him.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Guys, let us know what you're thinking about that Rams-Seahawks game from yesterday. Also, the Eagles, are they the best team in the NFL? Two big wins back-to-back last week, in Lambeau last night at home against the Lions. Really made the Lions look just straight-up impotent on offense. All right, coming up, Shador. On the field, on your television, live and in living color. Maggie and Perloff Show.
I got to get to work. I love you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. What a weekend. We'll get to college in just a little bit. Oklahoma upset Alabama. Got some crazy, crazy scenarios for the college football playoff. We'll get to that in just a moment. But this Rams-Seahawks game, which was narrowly won by the Rams, despite the Seahawks basically winning every statistical category except the maybe the most important one, turnovers, Pearl, where they had four interceptions thrown by Sam Darnold. Besides that, the Seahawks were dominant in every other facet of the game. But the Rams win. Rams have won five in a row. They're leading the NFC West. Your Philadelphia Eagles are leading the NFC overall. And I'm not really sure who the best team in football is, because it seems like there's no teams that actually have a balance between offense and defense. Either you have one side of the ball that's awesome and the other side of the ball, it's kind of a liability.
Well, I mean, in general, though, I wouldn't call the Rams offense a liability. It's pretty awesome.
Yesterday they were.
Yeah. Well, when the game was in the balance, they stormed. Those first two touchdown drives were incredibly impressive. And I just think they turtled up. You know, McVay can get really conservative.
Yeah, he does.
And their run game's not awesome. That the unit that really scares me is that defensive line. Wow. They were dropping a lot of guys back and still getting a ton of pressure on Sam Darnold. So some of the picks, there was nine defensive backs that were flooding the zone. I couldn't believe that there were so many Rams defenders. It looked like they had 13 guys on there. That's a guy, Chris Shula, who I think will get a head coaching job, their defensive coordinator. And it's interesting, the Eagles are the same way. Now their defense is elite. So I think it's pretty clearly the Rams and the Eagles. I don't know which team is better, but at least we know that.
Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got the latest headlines for us. Good morning, Bogues.
Oh, hey, guys. Good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Prize Picks, the hard-hitting football action. Even better with Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks. Use code PRIMETIME.
What about Shiloh?
Oh, yeah, right by Shiloh. Get $5 on the credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. As you've been discussing, full Dan Campbell experience last night in Philadelphia, and it wasn't that fun for Lions fans. Five fourth-down gambles. Zero wins.
You know, the margin for error is so small, man. You don't have the luxury of, like, we get in the red zone, we have to score a touchdown, man. We can't come away not scoring seven there. You know, we have to convert at least two or three of those fourth downs. You know, you have to, and we were a little off. We just couldn't get our rhythm there.
His whole offense had no rhythm at all, courtesy of this Philly defense. Jared Goff, five passes, knocked down the line of scrimmage. He was sacked twice, bothered all night long by Nick Sirianni's defense.
So we were able to get some early pressure on him and get some hits on him. Those are always going to affect quarterbacks. So we did a really good job there as a defensive front. I think that's two games, you know, actually three games in a row where it's been humming up front.
So the Eagles grind out a 16-9 win, once again doing very little on offense. A Jalen Hurts tush push late second quarter put them in front. They stayed there the rest of the way. However they get there, they have five more wins than anybody else in the NFC East this morning. They apparently have a 50% chance at the NFC's top seed now, courtesy of this victory. Yay for Perloff.
Yay!
Yeah,
we're thrilled for you.
Really, so good to see it. There was a poll question last week asking why the Niners were bringing back Brock Purdy from his nagging toe injury. This is probably why.
Purdy is under center. Purdy doesn't like what he sees. He'll call a different play here. Adjust Juszczyk right into the boundary. Ball set on the right hash. Shotgun snap. Five-man rush for Purdy. Steps up into the pocket. Throws a deep ball downfield. Kittle makes the catch over the shoulder. Near pylon. Into the end zone. Touchdown!
Niners. Purdy threw three touchdowns as San Francisco roughed up the Cardinals in Arizona. 41-22. Arizona committing 17 penalties while losing for the sixth time in seven games.
Real question. Could Andrew Perloff starting for the Niners have won that game?
No.
Definitely.
No.
But they got it. I got a 7-0 lead on the kickoff. I think
still,
I could have won. I definitely could have. I'm dead serious. Just throw maybe two screen passes. There's no way the Cardinals could have won that game.
Well, here's the thing. The last time that they played the Cardinals was week three, I believe, and the score was 16-15. So a little bit tighter. I don't remember actually who started that game. Mac Jones. So Mac Jones played that game, and the score was a one-point win by San Francisco. And yesterday they played again, and it was a, I can't do the math. What was it? What was the final score yesterday? You 40, just read
41-22.
Yeah. So just a lot more comfortable of a win. By the way, Jacoby Brissett threw the ball, said 57 passes. Yeah.
Most completions in NFL history.
Was that right?
47, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So the Brock Purdy and the San Francisco offense only had 281 yards. You're telling me Andrew Perloff could not get that offense?
I am vehemently telling you that.
My point is,
back 57 times against an NFL pass rush. There's no way you're surviving that game.
I mean, the Niners had that. It was specialty. There are a lot of things going on. That was easy work for Brock Purdy. Mac Jones would have won the game with the same exact score. That game didn't prove anything. The Cardinals, God bless them, they have mailed it in for the year. They're done.
I was really disappointed. I shouldn't have been disappointed, but I really was disappointed how much they mailed it in, because they were a pesky team and a feisty team early in the season. They have no fight now. 2 weeks in a row, they just rolled over.
Added to another job opening, most likely.
Has to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You can try to be a little consistent and give maybe the benefit of the doubt. You need a new quarterback. That's obvious.
Well, I don't think it's a done. I mean, Gannon seems to be well-liked, and you're right, he has no quarterback. So how do you – I mean, they have a Kyler Murray, Jacoby Brissett combo. Give him a strong quarterback. Maybe go free agent.
From the Bengals, I'm looking at Gannon for defensive coordinator.
Oh, maybe. But here's the thing. Is he that well-liked? His own team fined him $100,000 because he chewed out one of their players. Now, granted, I thought Amani DiMarcato deserved to get chewed out because he dropped the ball at the goal line like a dope. But it was a bad look, and his own team fined him. So do they actually like him?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, that play, I'm not sure that tells the whole story of Jonathan Gannon. I think they kind of like him. I do too. I would be shocked beyond belief if he kept his job. I wouldn't be shocked if he was fired either.
Quickly from the NBA last night, the Mavericks took a thriller from the Blazers, 138-133 in overtime. Cooper Flagg had 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. And I guess I'm going to tease a future update. Draymond Green at it again last night. We'll get to that mini fan confrontation during the Warriors win in New Orleans last night. So,
to be honest,
yeah, that looked forward to this morning.
I can't wait. I feel like at this point, is Draymond doing this for the content for the podcast? I know he's probably unhinged and he's been doing it for years and years, but now I think it's just for more fodder for the pod.
I know it happened on Friday, but watching him trash talk with Victor Wembanyama and then get absolutely destroyed at the rim.
He's a foot shorter.
The refs calling that play off, they should all be suspended. That was a disgrace. I mean, that dunk was one of the best plays of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And then they took it away on a ticket. I mean, come on. That was ridiculous. But I enjoyed seeing him get embarrassed like that. That was awesome.
Perloff could do that. Talk trash to Wemby and get dunked on, yeah, like Draymond.
Be a parking cone for definitely Wemby.
Yeah, you couldn't do Brock Purdy's numbers from yesterday.
Well, I didn't need to do Brock. Brock Purdy could have handed the ball off every single play, and they would still win by two touchdowns.
Okay.
I mean, this gets back to the Mac Jones Brock Purdy thing. I don't want that to be any confirmation of what Brock Purdy did. Take a 30-yard sack because Brock Purdy runs around backwards, Shador Sanders style.
Oh man,
it is weird seeing how short he is compared to Mac Jones. Like when he was back out there yesterday, I was like, wow, why is the Niners quarterback so short? I was like, well, I guess Mac Jones is, like, I think, a legit 6'5". So,
well, that's why Brock Purdy was a 7th-round pick and Mac Jones was a 1st-round exactly pick. But obviously that you know, there was a failure there on some other things. Mac Jones is going to cash in this offseason. Wait, did he try to sign a 2-year deal with the 49ers? He may have. That's a bad job. Because think about it. He would probably be the top quarterback on the market. The college quarterbacks are not looking great. You just mentioned, could Arizona go with a, you know, some kind of veteran.
But he's a trade candidate now. That's a great salary. So anybody would take him on now.
It's like $8 million.
Yeah, now
right?
Will the Niners want to trade him considering how cheap he is? I don't know. But in theory, he could be a steal.
He's going to have a huge market.
Yeah.
I mean, the Purdy-Kittle connection, though, is legit. And this was, I think, the first time they were on the field together since week one. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Who's the best team in the NFL? Easy question, but not an easy answer. Coming up, if the playoffs started today, Kansas City would be on the outside looking in. How did they lose yesterday, and what does it mean for them moving forward? It's the Bagley and Perloff Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.